And above all, I want us to appreciate the Lord, for he is all in all. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I want to welcome our online visitors, our online viewers. You're welcome to our morning service. It may be this morning here and elsewhere. It may be another time, but all is well. Hallelujah. We're going to take a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. I'm reading from New King James Version. Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called a blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer. Rise, he is calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I may receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he received the sight and followed Jesus on the road. That is the word of the Lord. Our Father in heaven, shed light on your word. Bring revelation. Spirit of the living God, teach us your word with simplicity and clarity. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Hallelujah. If this was a movie, are you picturing it as a movie? I want you to picture it as a movie. Jesus walking, disciples around him, and multitudes, crowds following him. Hallelujah. If you were to be a character in that movie, which one would you be playing? Hallelujah. Somebody says Jesus. Which one did you play? Hallelujah. Which one are you playing right now? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It is wonderful that what is being described here is not far away from what is happening today. It is happening today. There is a song, I think it was written by John Newton. He was a captain of a ship that was doing business of slaves. And that song is Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. Somebody in the choir, come and help us sing that song. amazing grace. Amazing grace,
how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Can't stop there. Hallelujah. Give him praise. It clearly tells us that John Newton, physically, he would see, but spiritually was blind. Being blind also means being lost. One time in history, you and me were lost. Meaning, you and me were blind. But now we have been found. We can now see. Hallelujah. Clap to Jesus that you were found and now you can see. You are no longer lost. Glory be to God. So blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus was lost in his blindness. He was lost. He was there begging. You can imagine what a beggar wants. He wants some money for some food. But he heard that Jesus of Nazareth, hallelujah, he heard the word that was walking, the word that came from heaven, became flesh and was walking on the streets of Jericho, walking out of Jericho. Blind Bartimaeus heard the word. Maybe people were walking around and he says, what is happening? Is it commotion? Is what? Meanwhile, I have my cup here. Please drop a coin here for me to survive. And they told him, that is Jesus of Nazareth. He was like, okay, prophecy has been fulfilled. I have heard that out of the lineage of David, there will come a Messiah and will be called a Nazarene. And today, I am hearing his footsteps. He has come my way. But Bartimaeus was in dire need and was like, this man here, the walking word, the word that came from heaven, has come across. I will call even that more. I don't know how far Jesus was when Bartimaeus opened his mouth and said, Son of David, have mercy on me. If you're writing, our topic is call him even if you don't see him. Call him even if you don't see him. That's our topic. They told Bartimaeus that it's Jesus of Nazareth. But Bartimaeus, from what we heard, from the history, from the prophecies, he did not call him Jesus of Nazareth. He done another title he knew, he heard of, that is Son of David, the Messiah. In the Old Testament, Son of David means the Messiah, the promised Messiah. And here, on the street today, Bartimaeus hears that the Messiah has come. And he raised his voice, "Son of David, have mercy on me." He was the only one voice calling the Son of David amidst the crowds. And the crowds were saying, "You man, even in your state, how can you call such a man? Will he even respond to you?" Protocol, eh? Protocol says that you have to, eh? You have to see so and so, who will connect you to so and so that you can see that man. He's a man of honor. But Bartimaeus defied all that protocol because he was in need. He defied all that protocol. He shouted, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Today, in the church, that crowd, those disciples, Bartimaeus, in one way or the other, represents the church today. We are calling Jesus. There is a crowd in the church which is saying, "Shut up. Shut up. Who are you? You want to mention a testimony?" They say, "That is a fake testimony. It was cooked. Shut up. You're lying. I know where you came from. When you know my history, you might not know my present. My current state, you don't know. You don't know my connection with my God. Let not history make you describe me." Hallelujah. The word of God has given me a description. Do you know your description? You must declare that description, all those descriptions, to yourself. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Do you hear yourself? Do you hear yourself? You must speak to yourself. Unless if your relationship with yourself is not okay. Do you relate with yourself? First and foremost, your relationship with God will enable you to relate with yourself. We have an engineer here. He deals with machines. I don't know whether he has ever been to where they make those machines. But there are things that the maker says, "This car here, it is only petrol." An engineer knows that this car, it is petrol. He can look at the arrangement and say, "This is petrol." He can look at the rim and say, "This one is diesel." So your relationship with your God, your relationship with yourself, you must put in, take in what the manufacturer says it is for you. Not what somebody says. If you love juice, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. If you love juice, the car doesn't love juice. The car loves petrol. Hallelujah. Or diesel. So Bartimaeus was like, "Oh my God, the promised Messiah has come. Good." The crowd said, "Man, shut up. That man will not attend to you. Look at the crowd behind him. Look at the disciples around him." So, in one way or the other, you have ever played that part of the crowd. In one way or the other, you have played the part of a disciple. In one way or the other, you have played the part of Bartimaeus. You can now pick from there. When were you playing that part in this movie? Glory be to God. So in the crowds, there is a hindrance. So watch out the hindrance. If the hindrance is coming nearer, shout even louder and call Jesus. Shout louder, call Jesus. Broke that protocol. Break it. Because what is inside of you is seeing something. Blind Bartimaeus, even amid his physical blindness, was seeing himself in front of a Messiah and seeing himself seeing physically. Because he knew that when I meet the Messiah, I will be found. And when I am found, I will see. Glory be to God. Amen. Give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. So how do you call the Master? You must call him with reverence. You must call him with titles. How many titles can you call Jesus? How many do you know? Somebody tell me, how many do you know? Titles of Jesus. Just the ones you normally declare. How many? Four. Very good. Somebody says four. There are more than that. One time I bought a shirt. The print on it was titles of Jesus. But that shirt is now old. Someone also bought it and he sat in a train. When he looked around, people took their pens and their books and they were writing. So he was asking them, what are you writing? He said, we are writing what is on your shirt. There are many. Go to the Bible and find those titles. You can stand in your closet and declare. Only declare those titles. And your prayer is done. Just declare those titles. King of kings, Lord of lords, Lily of the valley, Son of David, Son of Mary. The word. There are many. So blind Bartimaeus purpose to say, I'm not going to call him Jesus of Nazareth. I am going to call him Son of David. And that name being prophetic and messianic, Jesus responded and stopped in that crowd. Have you seen a crowd? Have you seen movies which were following Jesus? The people who were following Jesus? It's like the whole Kampala city. Have you ever been to the park? There is that raised place. When you stand, then you look at those taxis down there. You can imagine they will not come out. That was the type of crowd that was following Jesus. But the voice of a blind man broke all that protocol. And Jesus stopped. When Jesus stopped, he commanded, tell him to come here. Did you hear that voice one time? Come here. Did you hear that voice? That's why you are here. You heard that voice. Maybe you've forgotten. It is a still smaller voice for your case. For me, it was a still smaller voice. For me, it came with a question. What else is holding you from coming to me and confessing that I am your Lord, I'm your Savior? Take a piece of paper. Give me a list. I remember picking a pen and a paper, trying to answer that question, but I wrote nothing. I wrote nothing. I surrendered my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. because of that still small voice. I don't know how about you, but that was me. There was a song that was sung here. You did not wait. Yes, Jesus did not wait. He came and clothed himself with French humanity. Blind Martin Myers just heard the word walking and said, this is my time. But he responded by making another loud call. Who are you calling? If you remember your history, at a critical moment, have you ever said, Mama? Oh, Jesus. Check yourself. It must be in your subconscious mind that in an event of danger, before your mind thinks, let your mouth speak Jesus. Have you found yourself doing that? If not, better train yourself to call Jesus. To call Jesus. That name, it is above every other name. When you call that name, there is an echo from your voice. It goes up to heaven. It is on earth, even goes below the earth. And every knee at the mention of that name will bow down from heaven on earth and below the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be doubting, does it really happen? It happens. The Bible has spoken about it. What the Bible tells us is truth, absolute truth. Why should you call Jesus? In the text, Bart Myers had a need. How about you? I want to believe you also have a need. All needs. Yes. Bart Myers had a need that the crowds could not help. The disciples could not help. Even the king of Jericho could not help. It was only Jesus whom he knew that if he comes and I meet him, he will solve my need. All of us have needs. There are those ones we can handle. There are those ones we cannot. That is why you and me should call Jesus. Because humanly speaking, there is help that we can find within. But there is help that we need from somewhere else. That's why Jesus came. God the Father looked at us helplessly and said, these people cannot help themselves. I need to send help from an external source. And Jesus came from heaven, walked the streets of Jericho, found blind Bartimaeus, and say, looked at him, this man here really needed help. That's why he's calling. Let me stop. I have come for this purpose. Jesus came equipped with every weapon, every provision for every need. When he stopped, he asked him, among all this I have, which one do you want? Do you have a list of needs? There are more than two? More than five? Okay, which one is on top? Don't answer that one. There is one which is on top. How did you bring it to the top? Agency. So the Bible says, be of good cheer. And you, with your list, be of good cheer. The master is calling. Hallelujah. So blind Bartimaeus rises and says, oh, let me prepare myself. The Master is calling me. The Messiah is calling me. You get it? Prepare yourself. He rose up. They said, be of good cheer. I want to imagine he was smiling and say, ha, of all people in that crowd, I am the only one who has stopped the King of Kings walking on the streets of Jericho, responding to my call. The Bible says he threw away his garment. I don't know what that garment looked like. Imagine a beggar. There are even able beggars who disguise themselves that they're really helpless. When you look at the way they are dressed, you can appreciate that they really need help. There is a story of a beggar who was being dropped to his begging place in a Mercedes Benz. But when you look at him, you'll surely say, this person needs help. And yet he was sleeping in a mansion. Until somebody followed him up and exposed him. And he confessed, I said, actually, you people, I've been pretending to be lame, but actually I am well. So the attire that Bartimaeus had was really appealing that this person needs help. But he threw it away because he knew, I am meeting the Master and he's going to solve my problem. So in his top list of needs, I know he needed money, he needed clothing, he needed food, and all that, according to your list, you know. But in Bartimaeus' list, what he put first as a priority was receiving sight. In your list, let the first one be the first priority. That will enable even others to be solved. When the first one is solved, all others is solved. You can imagine a man who was blind, his eyes are now open. What else is impossible for him? He can walk, he can walk, he can see, he knows where, he can know where he's going. Hallelujah. So in your list, put priorities. Bartimaeus prioritized sight. For you and me, let's set our priorities right. Let's set our priorities right. That is one of the preparations to meet the Lord for your needs. Imagine yourself. No minister even knows you. Then, in one way or the other, the president of this nation gets your number and then he calls you. Then he addresses himself, I am His Excellency, President General, those protocols. I am inviting you to State House for us to have a chat over a cup of tea. Come with your two friends. If you're married, come with your wife or come with your husband and maybe your child, something like that. And then you are there seated. You're welcomed. Special guests. Then he asks you, what can I do for you? If I was able to collect your thoughts, I would have a very long list that would take me the whole of this month reading your needs to be presented. It is important to have priorities. Set our priorities right. And that preparation is very important. I can imagine you being very smart. Even that suit that was hidden for months will be pulled out. and then re-ironed, perfumed. Eh? And for ladies, there would be a makeup that evening, huh? Trans night. Hallelujah. Amen. So meeting a great person, you need to prepare and you set your priorities right. Hallelujah. For Bartimaeus, his faith grew because he had the crowds talking about Jesus of Nazareth. And he had heard about the coming Messiah. And here he was. So let your faith grow. How? By hearing. Hearing what? The word. Which word? The word of God. You can find that in Romans 10, 17. Give him praise. Give him praise. That is one of the ways you can grow your faith. Hearing and hearing by the word of God. It reads, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But Myers did not see, did not read, but he heard. They say, Jesus of Nazareth, say, ah, he has come. He has come. It is my chance, it's my opportunity. Even in his blindness, he saw his opportunity. That is faith. That is faith. Hebrews 11, 1 says, faith. Eh? Give us that. Hebrews 11, 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Physically, they are not seen, but spiritually, they are seen. Blind Bartimaeus saw himself seeing. Meeting the Messiah, blind Bartimaeus saw himself seeing. So faith gives you a vision of the desired end. Faith gives you a vision, desired end. What is that thing you are seeing at the end of the tunnel? When you are in school or you are at school, what are you seeing yourself be after school? Has anybody of us here seen themselves where they are now? They saw it before and now they are in that position. Or in that place, or in that house, or possessing that, what you have now. Did you see yourself possessing that before? Let your faith, grow your faith to the level that you are seeing yourself somewhere. You are seeing yourself, somebody. You are seeing yourself possessing something. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's stop here for today. Let's pray. Jehovah, our King, our God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who was teaching us here. Thank you for your presence. Father, we pray. Let this word take root in our hearts. Let it bear fruit that will glorify your name. Let it bear fruit that will last. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 amen.
You have no saving relationship with God. And you love God. And you want to engage with Him. But you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved. It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart, be my Lord and my Savior. Amen." If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your new phone life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.